That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We had Greg Warren on today. We got Craig Gass shortly. Next week, Nick Griffin, Chris Porter, comedian friends of ours.
Mr. Skin,
Brett Michaels going to phone the program. The Banana.
Possibly talking to Anthony Edwards next week as
okay.
well.
He's got Anthony Edwards is. I had diabetes for 25 years. I saw him talking about that. Yeah. No. I'm thinking of the dude from Blackish, Anthony.
Anthony Edwards. Or no, Anthony Anderson. Excuse me.
Thank you. Anthony Edwards was Goose.
Right.
And he's calling to talk about Top Gun 2, where he's not in it.
Yeah, he's not in that.
No, because Goose died. Spoiler alert.
And Anthony Anderson is black.
Yes. Yes. He never said he was white.
Nick Griffin is one of my favorite.
But that's
jokes
how I
ever.
Tell Anthony Anderson from Anthony Edwards.
Well, one was Goose and one wasn't, you know.
They put Goose on the table.
Damn it.
Stop it.
Now the Goose is on the table.
Thank you.
Right, somebody who calls himself the Budman writes this. Guys, I've been a listener for a couple of years now. I love the show and appreciate you keeping us entertained while some of us are stuck at home. Let Dr. Mina know that I need her to get this COVID under control by October, since my wife got me a present I knew I would have to share with you guys because I knew you would love it as much as I do. She has granted me a threesome with her cute coworker. But it can't happen till this is all over.
Wow.
So he's got something to look forward to.
Holy ass.
So that's the how wife keep... wants to knock some out with her cute coworker.
I've apparently heard that, so.
I've is heard the coworker that... aware?
What's that?
It sounds is like it.
The coworker's in on it too.
Is that I've heard that saves marriages. Yeah. Ladies,
that's right.
Ladies, I've heard that saves marriages.
He does not specify whether that cute coworker is a chick or a dude.
It's a chick. He wouldn't write
you
it.
You think?
Yeah. First of all, he wouldn't share it the other way around.
Right.
Two dinks. We don't want that.
Yeah. It's not like, hey, my wife told me I can watch her get railed.
Yeah,
can't wait.
That's a cuckold situation. You're right. Nobody's going to want it. Yeah. If guys are into that, they're not going to brag to us about that because we would say, no, get the other one around. Get the other way around. All right. He's in Vegas where the mayor's a nut job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Craig Gass,
hey, Craig,
us.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
I am doing okay, man. I'm hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
Are you driving? It sounds you're driving?
Sounds like you're on the road.
I am. I'm driving. I'm actually about to pull off so I can I'm hitting a Starbucks. I treat myself once a week now to Starbucks. That's my big treat.
I want to ask you this, Craig.
You deserve it.
The pictures of Vegas just look so apocalyptic because you've never seen Vegas empty. Is it just, can you drive down the strip and just, it's just amazing the way how deserted it is?
Yeah, about once a week on an evening, I'll drive up through the strip just to see it because it's so surreal to see.
Yeah.
And some of the casinos have turned off large parts of their lights, but for the most part, they got all the lights on and there's nobody walking on Las Vegas Boulevard.
It's
nobody on the bridges. They've closed off access to the bridges. It is really surreal. And I do notice a lot of police officers are on the strip and they're pulling a lot of people over. And I don't know what that's about, but it kind of freaks me out. And my guess is it's people with their camera phones out driving and filming. And that's what my guess is.
Got it.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
But yeah, it is a little surreal. But man, that mayor is one of the dumbest people I've ever heard in my entire life.
Now, did you know, because obviously the whole nation knows she's dumb now. Did everybody in Vegas know she was dumb before this?
I think it really opened people's minds up to see this woman speaking, because not only is she saying stuff that she has no explanations for, but doesn't she come off as a day drinker?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. She sounds like she ties one on. Like she's got like a whiskey sour.
I don't even mean that as to marginalize her. I mean that in a literal sense.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's a little loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did. I didn't see it live, but the interview, I saw bits and pieces with Anderson Cooper the day after. And you're right. She goes, well, we're Vegas. We ain't China. Where's my whiskey sour? You're right. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny.
Now, the people in Vegas, she doesn't really control whether they open or not. It's up to the casinos. Has pretty much everybody written her off? Are you talking to people thinking, yeah, we should probably open up?
Well, there's a funny detail to this. You're very accurate in that she has no control over people, because it hasn't dawned on people outside of Vegas that woman, she doesn't even have jurisdiction over the Strip.
I never knew that.
Oh, did not know that.
If you ever come to Las Vegas and you post something from the Strip,
right?
It doesn't come up as Las Vegas. It comes up as, I think, Jackpot, Nevada.
Really?
Okay. But the Strip is actually outside of Las Vegas. She has jurisdiction over downtown Vegas, old Strip.
I didn't even know that. You mean that Fremont Street, that area?
Yeah, the Fremont area. Okay. She has no jurisdiction over the actual casinos.
I never knew that. Now, I also didn't know this, because her husband was the mob lawyer who was the mayor. Did she just win another election after he quit, or how'd that work out?
I don't know. I'm actually staying in Vegas with friends. I live in Los Angeles, and I've been here for a month, so I don't know the details about that. But I come to Vegas about once a month. I have tons of friends that live out here, and I'm always out here. So I left my car out here, flew to New York to perform on March 13th and 14th.
Yeah, the last weekend. We had some of
the creepiest shows. You know who was actually hosting that weekend?
Who?
Was Vic Henley.
We knew Vic since the mid-90s. We were just heartbroken by that. He hosted that weekend with you. Jesus, man.
He hosted that weekend, and there was the weirdest energy in the room. All the shows were half full.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a comedian, Brian Scott McFadden. I got to credit this guy with having the funniest line of the night, because all of us were bombing. All of us.
Right.
And because the crowd was just, you know, they were there, but there was this hesitation of, should we be here? I don't know if this is safe.
Yeah.
And Brian Scott McFadden ended his set by saying, all right, listen, I'm going to get out of here. I got another show coming up here in July, so.
That is a great line. That is a great line. So you didn't want to be obviously quarantined in L.A. by yourself. Is that why you went to Vegas, and at least to hang out with some friends?
I had my car here in Vegas. Mm-hmm. There were some issues with my brakes, so I was going to stay here for a few days. And a friend of mine texted me and said, are you safe? Are you okay? And I said, hey, I'm actually coming to Vegas. I got to fix my car, and then I'm going to hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, listen, my husband and I just got a 4-story townhouse. You can have the bottom floor to yourself.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, man, I appreciate that, but I think I'll be okay. And then when I got to my hotel had just closed for business when I got there.
Man.
And by the way, I'm not talking about a Hampton Inn. I was going to stay at New York Casino. And New York Casino had closed down for business.
Man.
And so I texted her back and said, hey, I might need to stay for a couple of days just to get my car fixed. And she reiterated, you can stay as long as you want. So it's like, all right.
Once the quarantine hit, now you legally can drive to L.A. and just stay there, too, if you wanted to. What's keeping you in Vegas now?
My mom lives in Arizona, and it keeps me closer to her. And
all right.
I've had this amazing, since this whole thing hit, I've been saying we're going to see the best in people, and then we're going to see a couple a-holes.
Right.
But I've had friends who I don't even know that well, who live in Arizona, who reached out to me to say, hey, man, I know your mom lived out here. Do you want me to get her anything? And they've been I haven't hit them up for it yet, because so far she's doing okay. But
Is your
That's cool because I haven't seen the best in people yet.
No, no.
I've just seen the other side.
Craig Gass with us. Craig, is your buddy Gene Simmons there hanging out with you? What's he thinking about the quarantine?
Dude, can I tell you something that I almost did? I almost cornholed myself at the very beginning of this whole thing because I didn't leave New York. I didn't leave New York until March 17th.
Right.
On March 16th, a buddy of mine who does a rock show, his name's Eddie Trunk, and he does.
We know Eddie. Just, we know Eddie.
We're familiar.
Eddie just does all things rock, and I was going to do his show on that Monday and call in, and I wasn't going to tell him anything, and he trusts me. If I tell him I have a funny idea, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right.
And he ended up canceling his show that night, and I was bummed out because I had all this great material. My plan was to call into his show as Gene Simmons from KISS and say that we invented the coronavirus.
And he would have let you go with that?
Well, my plan was to say, to start out with the typical Gene Simmons, which is, you know that KISS invented everything. We invented every form of music you hear. And here's a crazy thing. We actually invented the coronavirus. And you want to hear something really nuts? We have a cure, but it'll cost you. Go to kissonline.com.
Gene Simmons from?
KISS.
So are any of the hotels open in Vegas? Is there any room?
The chains are open, but nothing on the strip is open. No casinos are allowed to be open. And it's going to be like that for a while. And the question I always like to ask people, and it changes the subject a little bit, but I think it's a great thing to focus on,
sure,
is throughout all of this stuff that's been going on, what has been giving you hope that you've learned in this or seen through all of this? What's been giving you hope?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think. I mean, there are things I've seen. Help me out. What? Give us one, and we'll
I'm drawing a blank.
We'll agree with you. nostalgia, but hopefully that someday I will be able to be out doing things. But go ahead, tell me. What do you think?
I mean, there's been some upside to it, but as far as hope goes, give us some.
Yeah.
Well, besides the fact that you're seeing people really shine in this, and this might not be the best example. I was hoping that you guys would have nice examples so I could say my funny one. And my
I could think of some stuff. But you put this on the spot. I'm trying to think. But go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Can I just say what my I mean this. It is funny, but it is sincere.
Right.
What's given me hope is seeing that there are people out there that are a lot more stupid than I am.
Yeah. Oh.
No. Okay.
Oh yeah. 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 I see that. True, but unfortunately, that one of those guys is in charge.
Yeah.
And I know. Yeah. I know.
A lot of those stupid people that you see, they vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the press release today from the Lysol company?
Yeah, it's been kind of all over the social media.
Don't inject it. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to ask you quickly because I know it's another sad story, but was Vic perfectly fine when you hung out with him that weekend?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And the story that I heard is that it wasn't corona-related, but...
I knew that.
No, pulmonary embolism is what we heard.
Yeah,
pulmonary embolism, but I spoke with a nurse, and I happened to mention that a friend of mine had passed from a pulmonary embolism, and she said, well, that's something that could happen from the coronavirus. So, man, Vic had the best... So I love a good story.
Yeah.
Love a good story. And Vic had some of the best stories, man. I mean, him and I both love music. We both love going to concerts.
Right.
And there were so many moments that he witnessed firsthand in music and sports. He's a big sports fan, and I just love that guy. And
Craig Gass with us. KISS is obviously Nick's our buddy Nick Allen, who you brought backstage to meet KISS. Obviously, Nick was lamenting the fact that he wanted to go see him, but the tour is obviously off. But they ain't done. Gene, once this is back, you're coming back for two more years, don't you think, Gene?
As a matter of fact, we have a coronavirus sale going on right now at kissonline.com. You wanted the best, you got the best. We've got face masks, we've got aerosol cans, we've got Hydroxy.
Chloroquine. Something like that.
All right, whatever it is, it's $85 at kissonline.com.
Hey, Craig, stay safe, man. We appreciate you calling in. We'll check in down the road, all right?
Thank you. You too, buddy. All right, I'll see you.
Be well. But
Craig Gass.
Yes, if you go to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Strip, or the airport, you are technically not in Las Vegas city limits. Never, you're in Clark
that's
County.
Weird.
Never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Never knew that. Obviously, they make the money, but still, that's hilarious. Yeah, that was really weird about the hope part.
I know.
Once in a while, I come across someone on the weekend or at night if I have a couple of drinks in me, but usually it's more of a personal thing. It's not really I have no hope for humanity at all.
No.
You know, like little silver linings that have lit up in our life that because something happened that we got out of because of the coronavirus, but that's just selfish crap, you know.
Yeah.
That's just selfish crap, you know.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Point out, oh, I had a glimmer of hope here.
Especially when you'll see defense of an idiot today. If you check out the social media at all on the weekend.
That's got to be getting harder.
Yeah. Well, you'd think, but you know. Libtard.
No,
shut
man.
Up. Shut up, Libtard.
They're dug in as long as he pisses off Libtard. That's all they want.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're dumb, too.
That is the sole qualification for a president for a lot of people.
Does
he piss off Libtards?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Second and third round of the draft tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't get a pick last night, so the Steelers get to pick tonight, so there's some hope.
Yeah.
I wonder what Tomlin's house looks like.
Yeah, there you go. I get to see what Tomlin's house looks like.
Well,
tonight.
I will say this. I got a text from a friend of mine last night during the draft. He's like, it almost seems like a normal sports night.
For a little bit.
For just a little bit, it almost seemed normal.
It did.
And technically, I thought they pulled it off. They did a really good job.
But they should have changed Burrow's curtains, right?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
It seems like robotic almost. He doesn't come across well when it's just him. Like when he's getting booed and stuff and he's talking over that.
No, I realize it.
Like he needs
and also
people around him.
Yeah, that energizes him.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'll tell you what, though. That obviously, the dude's not 20 anymore, but he was always a pretty handsome looking dude. He looked rough last night.
Goodell?
You know why? Because there's no makeup.
Yeah.
There's no really professional makeup people. It's just, okay, here I am. He probably has no makeup
on. You think Mrs. Goodell could have helped out a little bit.
And the lighting's probably not the best.
The lighting's not that bad. Yeah, he just looked a little tired.
Yeah. He probably is.
Then the monotone is, we can still have fun virtually.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had them all boo at him. Then he had them all boo. And that was kind of cute because he said, hey, I love the boos. Bring it on.
I do
should have flipped off those little screens.
I do miss the big, lineman coming across the stage
to
hug him and damn near tackle him. I mean, some of those guys just almost take him down.
Yeah.
Did anybody else have a hat? Because, you know, Joe Burrow was wearing his Bengal hat.
Yeah.
A lot of them
did.
Yeah. Did they?
A lot, yeah, because my son
did send him a hat from every team in the NFL?
That's what I wonder.
Well, I only watched it through about the first five, and the guy that was – the quarterback that was picked by the Chargers.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, after – because they thought Herbert talked for the whole time was – Are the Dolphins going to take Herbert over Tua? And they took Tua, and it sounded like they pretty expected that. And then the other guy put a Chargers hat on, and I was thinking the same thing. Did he have a Dolphin hat there, too? He probably did. Because some of those, you had to have one or two hats in the beginning. After that, they put hats on because I don't know who's calling
them. I would guess that they probably, you know, at least those guys that they sent out all the cameras and stuff to, they probably sent them a box with 32 hats.
Maybe.
And you know what?
In case something happens.
The 31 that you don't need, just box them up and send them back to us.
Yep, there you go. Some kid in Ethiopia can wear that thing.
Oh, Packer fan, I got a good piece of sports trivia that I did not know on the social media yesterday. Which Hall of Fame guy, which Hall of Famer, cut Brett Favre's first pass as a Packer?
Brett Favre.
You're right. You're no fun.
I had just seen it on one of those Peyton's Places things.
Wait, was it blocked?
Yeah. It was a deflection.
Got it. All right.
I think they were playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Pass got deflected. Brett Favre caught his own
pass.
But
the Packers picked another quarterback. Get that jersey yet? Yeah. He's going to start this year over Rodgers.
We had Peyton Manning at the beginning of the draft when he was like narrating that thing, and he's like, "We can all come together." Like, screw you, Manning. Great. I tried changing the channel. I'm like, "Oh, it's on both channels." Great.
It kind of sucks that the Packers probably got another good quarterback.
You don't know that.
No, you won't know that for another 3 or 4 years.
You know? They seem to be doing pretty well when it comes to picking quarterbacks lately.
Yeah. And you will too, by the way, because you're going to get Rodgers in a year or two then.
Rodgers
doesn't want to quit.
I'm tired of leftovers. I'm tired of somebody's leftovers.
Yeah, it's not your call, though.
And I know they didn't draft Favre. He was drafted by Atlanta.
Yeah, but they got him in a trade.
They traded him after 1 year.
Yeah, they got him early on.
But you drafted Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I've heard good things about this guy out of Utah State.
Yeah, you hear good things about a lot of guys. You don't know.
It's a crapshoot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
There's a meme out there already that says Burrow's career, and it's over a tombstone, and there's an empty grave, and it says Bengals in there. Because it is the Bengals. The Bengals ruin a lot of careers. There's your sports. There's our hope. There's our hope. Screw you, man. Nick couldn't even get out of the beginning of it. Apparently, man, I didn't see the beginning.
We'll all come together. Not if you're going to be there.
Craig, take us out with something hopeful.
I don't have anything hopeful.
That's fine.
I mean, nothing.
Right.
There is a death that we didn't get to.
Oh, that's good.
That's everybody's assignment for the weekend. If you could come up with any glimmer of hope that you have gleaned out of the past 6 weeks.
25th Amendment would give me hope right now. Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, but see, nobody's taking any action there.
No,
so
it's not going to happen. I know.
I am not hopeful.
No, I'm not hopeful either. No. Have a great weekend. Just
please do.
Drink and don't drive. Party all your ass off and don't drink Clorox. And don't do anything the president says because you could die. Serious.
There's that. Yeah.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Drink the
ethanol. I tried this, too. It's not that good.
Do not drink the isopropyl alcohol.
Hmm.
Okay. Who died?
Okay. We got to go. It's a bit of a stretch. All right. You're familiar with Dak Prescott?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're familiar with that ad, I think it's a Chunky Soup ad.
Yes.
Where he's doing a press conference and his two brothers take over.
Right.
Right.
All right. One of those guys is dead.
Any reasoning? Yeah. I saw it this morning.
Yeah. I didn't 31. See a cause of death. He was only 31 years of age.
It hasn't been given. But he was big in college. I mean, for his small college, he was big for them. And everybody loves the Prescott boys.
Right.
They lost their mother a few years ago.
That sucks, man. I just see that this morning. He died. He's 31 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Greg Warren and Craig Gass both checked in. Next week, we have Nick Griffin, Chris Porter, Brett Michaels.
Anybody else on the docket?
Not right now.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Skin. It's already Skin already?
Yeah.
when he calls, I say, "Why are you calling back? He just called yesterday."
Time slips away very quickly right now.
Have a great weekend. Protect yourself. Stay home. See you later.
And we'll see you at the mall.
Yeah, see you at the mall. Right.
Or the mall, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.